Stop there. ID card. Your ID card. This is a random check. I need to scan it. No, I don't care if you're running late. As clearly stated in Section 84 of the Neo Republic Charter, all males are to present their biometric identification card to any doctor at personal upon request for any immediate scanning and review. So, card. Now. Thank you. I see you're not in your own residential district. And this isn't close to your employment zone either. Visiting a friend. I see. You're an indentured husband. Is your wife aware of this visit to this so-called friend? And she'll confirm that you have her permission? Good. Good. I can see that you're rated a Delta 17 male. A high rating for a man to be out unaccompanied by a woman. Please step into the light better, under the street lamp, so I can see you more clearly. No, I won't keep you long. But under Section 86 of the Charter, all males are subject to on-the-spot rating confirmation. And I must caution you that as this is an official assessment, it is being recorded on my helmet cam for training and review purposes. So, let's have a look at you. You are, of course, aware that all men rated Kappa 1 or higher, when out in public, are expected to meet certain standards. Your hair is well kept and styled. Good. You've some makeup applied. Also good. Your attire is acceptable. Shoes, good. Your pants are nice and tight. Shirt sleeves, short enough, but just. We'll see that you do. The weather isn't too cold. No need to keep so covered up. Shame to hide a handsome thing like you. Pants down, please. Yes, right here. Just ignore the passersby. Pull them down. No, not just to expose your bottom. All the way. Let's see those thighs, too. Better. Keep them down. These marks across the back of your thighs. Fresh crop marks? Punishment from your wife, I see. And what was the cause of her displeasure with you? If you want, I can call her. Do you think she'll appreciate being contacted by an officer of the security doctorate while she's at work? Because her husband is being uncooperative? No, I don't think she would. Don't talk to the ground. Look up at me when replying. You resisted when she wanted to share you with her colleagues. What is the point of having a husband like you if you're not going to do as your wife requires? Are there any other husbandly duties you failed to perform that you'd like to confess? No. You should count yourself lucky your wife chose to punish you privately herself. Many women would have had their husband in one of the public pillories in Republic Square to beg for forgiveness. So you might not be so high value after all. We might have to review your Delta 17 rating. Let's have a look at what else you've got here then. Did I say you could pull your pants up? Do I have to escort you to a medical center to have your hearing checked? In fact, take them off. Yes, as in remove them. Take your shoes and pants totally off. That's better. It says here your legs are classified as D5 and your ass D7. That checks. Although you might want to think about tighter pants, shorts, or even a skirt in the future. It is an offense to keep D-rated legs too hidden. Wouldn't want your wife to have to come and collect you from the detention center. Looks like she's had enough reason to punish you lately. Poor woman. Your BMI and body fat percentage looks within limits, but I need to be sure. Open your shirt.
Quickly. You're not the only man I need to check today.
I told you, ignore them. You're not the first man they've seen stripping for male enforcement officers in the street.
No. Don't hold your arms across your chest.
Put them down to your sides. That's better. But let's remove this shirt completely, shall we? It's a nice shirt. You're a lucky man. Your wife has good taste in expensive clothing for you. It's almost a shame to remove it.
Well, of course. How else am I to inspect your body? Your file says you have a...
D2 rated chest. Listed as class 4, too. Impressive. So, if you want to keep that D2 rating,
lose the shirt.
I've seen plenty of class 7s, those impressive barrel chests. And a few class 12s, those taut, lithe bodies. But never a class 4. I need to check you're maintaining your physique.
Look, we can either do this right now, in the street, and get you on your merry way. Or, I can take you to the mail processing center, and you can have a formal inspection, which can take hours. And you'll be lined up with lower-rated men. The Sigmas and Upsilon. You wouldn't want that.
I thought so.
So take the fucking shirt off. No.
Don't drop it on the ground. What would your wife say to you discarding her property so carelessly? Well?
Pick it up, you dumb whore. What's your intelligence rating?
Level 7B. Could have fucking fooled me. When's your next psychological assessment?
Next month.
Good.
Wouldn't surprise me if they reduce you to a 6 or even a 5. Well, brains and beauty are a very rare combination in men. Right. Let's have a look at these pecs, then.
Keep your arms down at your sides. The size looks right. Symmetry, too. Good form and mass. Nipples are excellent proportion to pectorals. Flex your arms. Come on, put some effort into it. Now hold your arms up.
You heard me. I need to inspect your muscle form. Ensure it's to D2 standards. So keep flexing.
Nice and taut. You can stop now. Lower your arms.
Step toward me. I need to check the firmness of your chest when relaxed.
No. Closer.
Better.
Now, let's have a feel of your chest. I see.
Well, your deltoids, pectorals, and abdominal muscles are all in line with your D2 rating.
Nice, sensitive nipples, too. Good and hard. Very responsive. That's a lovely class 4 upper body you've got there. Your wife is a very fortunate woman.
She must be in a high position to have a Delta 17 rated husband like you. Now your penis.
Well, of course I need to check it.
Ensure its rating is correct.
It's a D4. Well, I need to check that out, of course. Just pull your underpants down.
You've tested me enough today. Don't push me any further. Underwear down now.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. I see your wife keeps you well groomed. Yes, well, that looks like a lovely D4 rated cock. Good form, and it hangs well. Length and girth look acceptable. even when flaccid. It's a shame that I won't get to see that erect. I'd love to perform a PPR. Well, your ratings all seem in order. You can put your clothes back on now. I'll just update your file here and... Hold on. It says you're overdue your PPR. Your penis performance review by 2 months. Well, I don't know how you slipped through, but no problem. We can do it right here. Yes, a lovely Delta 17 like you should have no problem becoming erect and ejaculating for me. All Epsilon and above-rated men are to be enthusiastic fuckwhores, not limp sobers like the lower-rated useless boys the menial workers have to put up with. Why would you think I'm joking? Subsection 4 of Section 81 states that men must comply with penis performance review demands whenever and wherever given by doctorate personnel. So that means right the fuck now. Let me put it in another way. If you're not hard and jizzing for me like an utter slut in the next few minutes, you'll be sent to a retaining center where you'll be reevaluated as they do all manner of tests on your cock and balls to see what makes you come. If you fail your PPR over the course of your non-stop 48-hour review, you might get lucky and be devalued to a Zeta rating. But, at worst, packed off to serve on a military base as a barack fuck doll. Those army girls don't play nice. You'll be raped and pegged until your dick and ass are useless. And no one wants you for anything. So be a good boy, pull down your underwear, and show me what you can do. Yes, jerk yourself. Have I not made myself clear? Is your IQ dropping as we speak or something? I'd do it myself. Fuck you here right now to see if you can come. Ensure you're not some frigid, unpatriotic, worthless male. But I need your wife's permission to handle her property. So let's just sort this here and now. However the hell you like. Rub it, pull it, finger your own ass for all I care. Just as long as you prove to me you can get hard and produce what's needed. Oh, and while you're here, I might as well get a sample. Make sure your seed is nice and potent, in case you're needed for breeding. Ready when you are. Yes, I expect you to just perform. You're a male. Do as you're told. I don't care. Just do it. Standing up, on your knees, just get that cock of yours going. No, don't look at the people passing by. Look at me. If you don't start fucking yourself in the next few seconds, I'll drag you to a retraining center. Good boy. That's better. Take that dick in your hand and show me what you can do. That's it. I bet you're getting hard already. Delta-rated men are like walking fuckwhores, raring to go. Come on. Jerk it faster. Let me see your knuckles around that thick cock of yours slide back and forth. If I have to stand here watching you, you might as well put on a show for me. Yeah, you heard me. Go on, feel your chest. Run your other hand over your chest as you handle your cock. Now we're talking. That's it. Tug on that nipple. Show me what a high-rated male like you can do. Is this what you had to do for your wife's friends? Did she share you about allowing them to use her husband? Now you're getting into it. Spit on your hand. Lube that dick up for me. Work your entire length. Let me see that arm pumping. Demonstrate what a good, obedient male you are. You know your place. You can't help but enjoy this. Doing your duty. Doing as you're told. Like a good whore.
I can see you getting harder and harder. You can't help but get off on performing. It's your natural place in the world to be a fuck toy for women. Your body loves being put to use. Your manhood displayed for all to see. Yeah, that's it, bitch. I can see your cock throbbing from here. I don't need my scanner to tell me how turned on you're getting, whore. Do it. Fucking do it. Do as you're ordered, and come for me right in the fucking street. Play with those balls, too, as you jerk yourself. Yeah, that looks good. And these people think so. Yeah, you've got an audience now. People stopping to watch you openly masturbate. Your wife would be so proud. Oh, you're getting close. I can see pre-cum beating. Your breathing is getting faster with shorter gasps. Your dick is so slick with spit. Your fingers sliding back and forth with ease as you squeeze yourself firmly. You can't help but buck your hips, fucking your own hand. Come on, come for me. Make that cock of yours nut hard. Make a fucking mess in the street. Good boy. More spit. Come on. Spit on your hand and smear the wetness over your pulsing shaft. Oh, you've done this before, haven't you? You know just how to make that swollen dick of yours throb, don't you? Don't stop now. Keep going. Keep going. You've got to come for me. To orgasm right here in public as I watch. Prove to me what a good, willing, obedient male you are. Show it to me by fucking spunking right here. Right now. Fucking choke that cock. Grip it with your fingers. Fuck yes. Do it. Do it. Fucking come. Come right now. Here. Come into this. Give me a sample of your seed. Do as you're fucking told, bitch. Climax. Fucking ejaculate for me. Show how dutiful you are. Come like the good submissive man you are. Spunk in the container. Fill it with your cum for me. Do as you're told. That's it. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, come. Oh, come. Yeah. Good boy. A nice, full sample. You can stop now. I said you can stop. Get your hand away from your cock. Stop touching yourself, you nasty fucking slut. I've confirmed your Delta 17 rating, and I'll send your sample off for testing. Now get dressed and get out of here. Go, before I charge you with being nude in public without your wife present. You there. You, the blonde boy. How loose are those pants you're wearing? Section 102 of the Neo Public Charter defines how men dress in public, and loose pants are prohibited, unless you have special dispensation. Well, do you? Let me see your ID. Only a cap of 4, huh? Well, the rule applies to all men. Now let me get a better look at you.